fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm so fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm too fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm so fucking cocky.
I got so many M's in my bank account, I can't even count them. Too many whips, way I switch my cars, I can't even mount them. Too many zeros, put Versace pillows in my phantom. Too many bad bitches, I don't cuff them, I just handle them. 21. Off like a layup, I ain't got time to lay up. Met my county roof, Chris, she told me that I'm way up. 21. Already back for seconds, I ain't even clean my plate up. Bring me up 100 M's and then I put my bay up. 21. Way out in the hills, I just signed a deal. I ain't take no advance, so you know that split was real. 21. All my diamonds carrots, them little pointers be too lil. Glaciers in my ear, I need a cup, they bout to spill.
Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm too fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm so fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm too fucking cocky.
Too fucking cocky, baby, I feel like I'm rock cocky.
Huh? How you gonna play D? Can't even take D. Too many fake me's. Way too many fake dabs. Way too many fake saps. And I put it on me. And I want another ring. Girlies buckle at the knees. Swerve them like the other team. You can still hear the sneaks. Calling in some duggarees. Make a chair lead the cream. So what's she on the other team? For the camera, say cheese. Rap game like the league. Heard you the nigga overseas. But that's only overseas. I'm the one who oversees shit. Ah, man, it's him again. I'm up in the rim. Gatorade and M&M's. Ball on you in my favorite Timberlands. My girlfriend got a little friend. But all the way on the other end. Cause she don't deal with no middlemen.
Early bro stole my flow. Friends and my foes. Got my hoes in my clothes. Stay on 10 like my toes.
Cocky, baby, I'm too fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm so fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm too fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm so fucking cocky.
Just pass me the rock and watch him go. Just run me the play and let me know. With a broken leg, I let it go. Lego, Lego, Lego. I ain't gotta say it cause they
Gucci
know.
Gucci is materialistic. He's too fucking flashy. He smoke what he wanna smoke. Think the world is his ashtray. So dealt to these suckers. I'm like JD and O3. Say that I'm too cocky. I don't play nothing but me. These guys got nothing to show you. I give you something to see. These dudes keep coming up short like they a pair of capris. Don't cool me with these rappers. These boys embarrassing me. Them dudes ain't got nothing on me. I got a money to see. I'm too cold for these suckers, they ain't got more money than me. I wear my mink in the summer when it's 103. I make up the self-conscious like he too shiny for me. I know that wanna fuck me, but she too tough for me. She's my way or the highway, you either like it or leave. This rolling cost 60 G's, a couple bricks on my sleeve. When I first fell on the scene, I drove a Cutlass Supreme. I half a brick of Panalina and a new money machine. It's wild.
Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm too fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm so fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm too fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm so fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm too fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm so fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm too fucking cocky. Too fucking cocky, baby, I'm so fucking cocky.
Damn. We got London on the train. Damn.
We'll be right back. me.
You're always loud. Always.
Your mom is loud.
She's listening. Hello. I hope you heard that. Hello. I hope you know that she meant every word, Mom. Do not give her anything else. No more food. No more anything.
What do you mean?
No more anything.
Also, thank you so much for the gumbo. It was so good.
No, she doesn't give a fuck because you were just talking shit.
And about you.
You were talking mad shit, bro.
Y'all said your mom again.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Hi, welcome back. This is Black on Black on Black. We are here every Monday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Z's. You are here with DJ Queen and
D. Fantastic.
D. D. Fantastic. So, the theme of this episode, we've just been catching up, sort of talking about what's the happenings in the Black community. We just finished talking about the Diddy trial and the implications of that.
Put the sound back on. We got to get my soundboard ready, you know?
What do you mean put the sound back on?
On the laptop. Turn it back on.
What do you mean? Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So right. You play down the music. You know what? Whatever.
You know, I don't need your guidance right now.
Daddy, chill.
Anyways, go on.
Are you done?
I'll just continue. Please.
So anyways, the next day we are going to be discussing. So over the past week, Meg Thee Stallion and Coco Jones have both come out publicly about their NBA bays. No.
Yes. Yes.
Mama,
yes.
No.
Yes. Just for the audience information, I was showing Queen the text that my mom sent. Yeah, bro. Keep talking shit. You ain't gonna get shit else.
No, I liked my gumbo.
Oh, fuck you.
It was so. I just finished it yesterday too.
Yeah. Well, you know. No, please continue. Go on.
Anyways. So both Meg Thee Stallion and Coco Jones came out over the past week about their NBA bays. One might have been forced to talk about it over the other, but Meg Thee Stallion has a new relationship with Klay Thompson, an American professional basketball player. Those of us here in the Bay Area know that Klay Thompson was a part of the Warriors, the four-time NBA champion Warriors, and was one half of the Splash Brothers with... And look, this is important.
Okay.
Steph Curry. So, Meg Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson are now dating. They have both posted videos on their Instagram featuring each other, which means they are now Instagram official, which means they are official. As you can see, D is not a fan. What's your
Klay Thompson just seems so fucking lame, bro. I'm sorry.
Like, I do kind of know it. He seems like someone who thinks he's cooler than what he actually is,
right?
Because of all the accomplishments he has. But there's a certain point where you can have just an aura about yourself that it just makes you seem corny, no matter how accomplished you are.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a level of corniness where I'm just like.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Like, constantly. It's a constant feeling I have when I look at him. He reminds me of someone where, like, if I got trapped in a bar, like, talking to him, I'd be trying to find any way to get out of that conversation.
I don't want
to
be here.
Yeah, I'd be like, what did they talk about? She's just too smart. Like, you know, I just...
He also has a notorious reputation as a fuckboy.
And, like
a notorious reputation.
And it's just like, why?
That's where we're at. Mm. And then Coco Jones announced her engagement to Donovan Mitchell, who is a professional basketball player as well, and plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And we saw a beautiful video. And honestly, a lot of people didn't even realize that Coco Jones was dating someone. So
no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Her and Donovan Mitchell have been together for 2 years. Hmm. Just got engaged. Apparently, Sierra and Russell, yep. our forever favorite couple,
yeah.
Helped set up the engagement and actually introduced the two.
Aw.
Sierra, passing along her prayer.
Yeah. Look at her. I love that. I love that for her.
And so I have noticed in particular that I feel like there's been a little bit, in general, I think people have been happy for both, but I have noticed that the treatment and the critique of the two have been a little bit different, mm-hmm. Where I feel like more people are critiquing Meg Thee Stallion than necessarily Coco Jones about this.
I'm not critiquing Meg at all.
No. I'm not saying you. You're critiquing Klay Thompson. There are people online who are absolutely telling, like, Meg Thee Stallion, like, oh my god, you always pop out with a new blah 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 blah.
What the hell?
It's interesting. Yeah,
that's weird. So what are they saying? Like, yeah, so explain the difference you're seeing online.
Yeah, so a lot of the critiques that I'm seeing, most people who are critiquing Coco Jones, it's mainly about, like, girl, we didn't even know you were with somebody.
Yeah.
People though are critiquing Meg Thee Stallion on various things. Mm. Folks are saying that, like, are critiquing the fact that she always seems to have someone in rotation. Folks are critiquing the fact that this is the second basketball player that she's been with. People are a little bit coming for Meg Thee Stallion. And I thought it was interesting that these two were receiving that different. And don't get me wrong, there's still a lot of people who are very supportive of both.
Right.
But Meg Thee Stallion seems to be receiving this sort of, honestly, a little bit of slut-shaming kind of critique. Where Coco
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, where I think Coco Jones, maybe because she hasn't really been that public about her relationships, is receiving a different one. Mm-hmm. But I am curious. Let's talk optics. Is the way Megan presents her public persona in previous relationships, do you think maybe that's part of why her relationships might get side-eyed, or do you think it might be a part of something else?
I think it's partially that. I think it's partially that she's extremely sex positive, and anytime that a woman is sex positive, you're already getting slut shamed, no matter what you say. You could have whole songs written about like sex with your husband, but because you're talking about sex in general, like you're just deemed as a slut.
Yeah,
you know. And so I think there's that. I think there also it's in regards to differences in these situations is that Coco's getting married, you know, and this is just like a boyfriend with Megan. Although I'm not saying that can't be serious, but I think as far as like the difference between reception of these two particular situations,
yeah,
there could be that. I also think that like, you know, there's like men can be playboys in the public eye. Women just can't.
No one
gives a fuck on how many people Drake has been dating. No one cares about that.
He pop out with someone new all the time.
Yeah, like no one gives a shit about no one really cares what male rappers are doing at all in that space. In fact, it's more of an accomplishment.
Yeah.
You know? Or like let's look at another example. What's his name? The guy that like everybody hates that dates all those who dated Kim Kardashian. Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson. Yeah. The guys are more like, oh my god, how can he get away with this? No one's like, oh my god, he's a hoe.
Yeah, no.
No, they're just like, how is he getting all these hot women?
Yeah,
so I think that there's that element that, like, no matter what, with women...
Pete Davidson has a lore about him. Like, if you were like, that is a magic stick right there.
Is that what that is? I haven't heard anything about this.
I've heard that, like, apparently Pete Davidson is packing.
Okay. And that, well, there's no between packing and laying pipe.
And then it's okay. A magical stick.
And that the pipe is being laid.
Yeah.
That's which so I wouldn't be surprised, funny, dude.
Because he's skinny, and I feel like, man, skinny news be like.
Well, and also, he's got trauma.
What is sign? What do you think?
That's a good question. Let's see, Pete Davidson's sign astrology.
Scorpio. Oh my god!
The trifecta.
Oh my god!
The comedian, the trauma, the Scorpio, the skinny dude, big wiener. Oh yeah, I see.
Oh my god,
I see what's happening. That's funny.
You don't walk. You run away from that. You run away from that.
Oh wow, yeah, that's wow. Well then,
sprint actually. Sprint.
This all makes so much sense. Like, why he gets passed around.
That's crazy. But and that's not the way that people talk about Pete Davidson.
No, people are like, he's not he gets the pass it. Around. Yeah, but I'm like, I'm going to subvert that. Yeah, you can pass around, bro. I mean, it is what it is. No, there's nothing wrong with any of this. I don't care.
Versus like the way that people talk about Kim Kardashian. People still
oh, she's getting about Kim passed Kardashian. Around. I'm like, no, she's just fucking.
She just got options.
Yeah, she's got options.
She got options and independence and agency.
I mean, no one is being harmed by any of this.
Nope.
You know, unless you're like actively harming a partner or whatever in these sentences, no one is getting harmed by this. Just let people do what they want to do. But we just can't let people do it. Especially women.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're attractive or not attractive. Big, small, it doesn't matter.
I also do think that some of Meg Thee Stallion's like more public beefs as a rapper have probably brought some, like, oh my god, the Nicki Minaj's fan go after Megan Thee Stallion just because the
barbs. Oh my god,
the barbs are to me the most annoying fan base.
I would say Drake's fan base is pretty high up there.
They're delusional.
Never mind Kanye's fan base.
Yeah, they try to stay hidden, and because they know, but like Nicki Minaj's like fan base is crazy.
Yeah,
and so I do think like some of these more public things that she's had with Megan Thee Stallion, I do think the more public sort of thing with Tory Lanez also brings her a lot of hate. There's a lot of people who just want to see her fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I think Coco Jones flies a little bit more underneath the radar and doesn't quite have as big of a brand as like Megan Thee Stallion does, which I think when you have a big, big brand, it just naturally attracts haters as well.
Yeah.
So I think that may also have something to do with it. There's also like this sort of modesty. I've seen this sort of modest versus like immodest narrative floating around that Coco Jones is like, you know,
yeah,
outside of her performances, she really keeps it like, she really keeps it toned down, and she's a girl's girl, and da 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 da. Where I'm seeing Megan Thee Stallion is like, well, she's kind of a snake.
Yeah,
that's her whole thing, and so it's just interesting to kind of like see that play out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, does the celebrity status, in your opinion, Dee? I think for me, it's yes. But does celebrity status and prior media narrative influence how we react to who someone is dating?
Absolutely.
Or is there a deeper standard at play?
I think that celebrity status is always gonna play into how we like view people, you know, mm-hmm. like how we view who's dating who. Mm-hmm. Because let's say someone is like really, really, really famous, and then they date someone who's not famous. It's almost like, oh, okay, you know, keeping it down to earth or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then the minute a celeb dates another celeb, like it's like extra pairs of eyes, like extra criticism from both sides, because a celebrities always have their own individual fans, and you got two fan bases coming together. Like it's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing. I was like, if I ever become famous, I'm like, man, I just need to keep my shit like
private.
Yeah, I mean, I would continue to separate, because like D-Fantastic is its own persona compared to like who I am individually, mm-hmm. right? So like there's that piece, you know, that makes it easier.
It kind of reminds me of something that Issa Rae said a long time ago, mm-hmm. where someone asked her that if she was to like do Insecure again, would she title the main character after herself? And she said, fuck no.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She said, absolutely not. She,
well, that's why, and some of the story that I won't get into it here, but like, you know, the thing that I told you that I'm like working on, like that person's name is not my name.
Yeah.
Like, not at all. Like, there needs to be some sort of like separation, you know?
And she was like, mainly because it's like people come up to her like she is that Issa.
And it's like
that is a direct representation
of
who she is.
Like,
and
no, yeah.
She's like, there might be elements of myself there, but I'm not her.
Right.
She's her own being within itself.
Right. In her own type of media.
Yep.
You
contained
know?
Within that story.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, it is interesting. I think one other thing I would be curious, especially since you mentioned sort of this double standard here, and like, why do some, I feel like we see cases where some black women celebrities get dragged for doing what others get praised for, maybe dating successful and high profile men. Like I feel like there tends to be sort of this condemning of black women. I think honestly, dating in general, like you're also like Issa Rae is also someone who popped out married and sort of kind of got dragged for it, and people were like, well, who is this kind of person?
Yeah.
Or I've seen like people drag, well, SZA got dragged for like a long time ago dating Drake.
Yeah.
Long time, like they were teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, and it just feels like, and this might be more of a woman thing than a black woman thing, but do you have any opinions on sort of, are you seeing a double standard or why that might be?
Yeah, because for whatever reason, people are so invested in our vaginas, dude.
Yeah.
People are so invested in like what we do with our vaginas. It is insane. It is a crazy thing. Whether we're dating or like sexual health, like it is a wild thing. Yeah. Like what we do with our bodies is like just people cannot understand the agency of women.
Yeah,
and like and it especially gets translated into women of color. Mm-hmm. So like already white women have to deal with that, and mm-hmm. then the intersectionality of being a woman of color is just like yeah. exacerbated. I mean, there's you cannot do any wrong or right. Like let's say a celebrity got married when she was 22 and was a virgin. Oh, but you know, you don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. How are you going to blah, blah, blah? Okay, so then let's say she was a virgin, wait till she was 35 to get married when she's older. Well, I mean, how do you know if it's good if you haven't ridden the bike or whatever? Okay, vice versa.
Is she going to be able to have kids anymore?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, well, she sleeps around. She's trying to figure out what she wants. Well, then don't be sleeping around. There's nothing you can do. You cannot do anything right as a woman. Yeah. So just do wrong. That's what I say. Just do wrong. Do wrong constantly.
Just do wrong.
Yeah.
I think of two cases I can think of black women dating sort of high-profile men and getting dragged of it. First one I can think of is FKA Twigs dating Robert Pattinson from Twilight. Mm. Oh, my God. I've never seen the man, amount of racism.
Well, it gets worse when black women aren't dating black dudes. Because is it Venus? I forgot. Serena married the Reddit dude.
Homegirl who married into the English into
oh
the,
Meghan Markle. Like, Meghan Markle. It gets even worse.
Jesus,
it gets
Lord.
Even worse.
It is vicious out there.
It gets worse.
It's vicious.
Like
out
so,
there.
There's nothing. I just say to all women listening, do wrong because you cannot do right. Do wrong because you can't wrong. Do right. It doesn't matter. Just do. You know, fight crime. Do crime, fight crime. It doesn't matter.
It is one of those. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if
exactly.
you don't.
Exactly.
So you might as well do what you want.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Do what you want.
Like
eat those bag of chips. Twerk on that unhoused individual. I don't care.
The amount of like people, black people, because in Serena's case, black men all of a sudden were just like, oh, she's not for the community. She's in the sunken place.
Yeah.
She's dating a colonizer. Mind you, Serena Williams has a long list of dating black men who never stepped up to the plate and asked her to get married.
Right.
Even though she has publicly said, like, I did want to marry that person. They just didn't want to do it.
Right. Like,
long list.
Right. So, I mean, just because she tried something new and the new worked out for her, like what did you want her to do? Like, you know, never mind like people being like, oh, you know, they're not feminine enough. It does not matter. No, do whatever you want.
If it's for you, then it's for you.
Exactly.
Like you don't have to justify your dating your preferences, you know.
I mean, you know, no, not at all.
Here's what I think about, like, let's say if your dating preference tends to be outside of your own race, as long as you are not talking bad or disrespecting the gender that you prefer to date within that expression of it within your own race, everyone has a preference. It's fine. And that preference could be linked to all types of things. Environment, trauma, like, it's a preference. That's right. Totally fine. As long as you're not talking down on your own people or like bragging to other races about like why you would never date someone of your own race.
Yeah.
I don't consider internalized oppression. I know there's a lot of debate about that in the black community, but I don't. I just don't.
Yeah, and I hear you. I think that like I think that there can be some internalized oppression, not always. And so I think that's why black people, we kind of have that gut reaction, but like, you know, you have to get over that. You know, you have to assess who the person is. I agree, right? Like, is it a Venus and, you know, or whatever? Is it the Williams sister and the Reddit dude, or is it the Candace Owens and the man she married? Like you have to assess the situation.
Yeah.
You know, same like Jordan Peele, like in his wife. I'm like, Jordan Peele is very much so like a black advocate. I'm not going to take that away from him because he married a white woman. That doesn't mean anything.
No.
You know, like, and that'd be different if like, because his wife's name is Chelsea something. I can't remember what her name is. It'd be different if like his wife was a racist. And I'm
bro.
Just like Patty Mahomes.
Well, I was like, now the opposite end of
the opposite end is Patty Mahomes. That's a, Sarah, that's a whole, whatever the fuck her name is.
That's a whole different case. That's the one where
there's a problem.
Like, he has said very questionable racist remarks that's he's a problem.
Called his own hair nappy, yeah, which is crazy.
He's a problem.
Yeah.
So like people like that who exhibit behavior of that, it's like, you know, the symptoms don't always. Don't this just because you see a symptom doesn't actually mean there's a cold there.
Yeah.
Right. This is a case where we see the symptoms and yes, the cold is there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It
yeah.
absolutely is falling from this tree, you know. Yeah. But it's not always the case. You can't sometimes you fall for who you fall and you fall for the people that treat you right. And it just so happens that sometimes that those people are not people who always look like you, and that's totally fine.
Yeah, exactly.
We had
exactly.
a whole civil rights movement to allow for people to date outside of their race.
Yeah,
we don't.
You know, taste the rainbow, baby.
Yeah. Black women get out there. We're beautiful. We're gorgeous. Like, yeah. just, you know, float
Have
on.
Have fun. Have
float
fun.
On. You slide all over that rainbow.
Absolutely.
All
Absolutely.
Over that rainbow. And don't be afraid to also experiment gender-wise.
Okay.
Sorry. I always have to throw it in my... I am the gay agenda.
No,
I am
yeah,
the gay agenda.
Yeah,
get out
no,
there.
I mean, I think... I thought we assumed that in the situation, but okay.
You know, I have to make it explicit.
Okay, there we go. Let's get into some music before we close out. Let's see. This first song is going to be... Grown Ups by Earl Sweatshirt.
Get folks. That's what I did.
I don't give a f***. Like, so why did he make you, bro? Like, why...
Cage when that ass is fake. Face the same, but your mind is changed. You desire stable home. I acquire fame and name your hoes. Contemplating ways to get it going. Plotting on my neighbors. Asking God for favors. Guess he gets at home. Probably cause that fucking faith out in this show. Skip the church, hey. Flip the park, hey. Hit the dirt like Tommy Drummond, bitch. Grew up in a home that my papa wasn't in. Came up off of work that my conscience wasn't in. Either way it goes, a lot is getting hit. And if it wasn't hoes, then it probably was a lick. Got burns on my soul and my posse on my skin. $28 top lotto picks. Promise that I'm not the one to fucking plot against. Love from my father ain't my motherfucking friend. Trying to figure out how to start a motherfucking end. Hey, trend dodge up, keep a bitch by me, back row, garbage bag full of sins. Hey, place myself to rap still, nigga, catch a sin head. Pack it back sale, like the 10 man. Cardiac still, missing past real. Getting worse, mate, Dennis. Don't know where I've gone, don't know where I've been. Never trust his hoes, don't even trust my friends. Don't know where I've gone, don't know where I've been. Never trust the hoes, don't even trust my friends. Hold up, hey, hold up, tell that bitch to roll up. I'm fucking with the grown up. I'm a wonder why I never seem to reach. See my daddy, and the way I'm acting, and my face is peachy. She's trying to put you on, dog, I came from teaching. Take your plate and clean it. Nigga, I'm a dog. I'll tell her, hit or miss me with the fucking monologue. Lord, I can't fight it. No, I'm trying, bro. Get a cop a hall dog. Shit, I'm the type of nigga that you cop your raw off. Popping hoes off. Grab the ball, then these niggas call charge. Change what you charge is like it's all star. Press the all star. Think we all lost.
king of my country, king of my homeland, king of the filthy, king of the fallen, we living again, king of the shooters, looters, boosters, and ghettos popping, king of the past, present, future, my ancestors watching, king of the culture, king of the soldiers, king of the bloodshed, king of the wisdom, king of the ocean, king of the respect, king of the optimistic and dreamers, they go and get it, king of the winners, district and geniuses with conviction, king of the fighters, king of the fathers, king of the belated, king of the answer, king of the problem, king of the forsaken, king of the empathy and resentment, king of remorse, king of my enemies, may they fall defeat, I rejoice, king of the skyscrapers, dodging haters, pro-religion, now faces, go against the mind, race them with precision, I embrace them with collision, kings did it, king's vision, Black Panther, King Kendrick, all hail the king. I dropped a million tears. I know several responsibilities put me here. I don't pedal backwards, but I live old-fashioned. The lens that I'm looking through won't prescribe you the right glasses. Masses are now free. Ashes I'm dumping out, about to spread all across seas. Sisters and brothers in unison, not because of me. Because we don't glue with the opposition. We glue with peace, but still it'll fuck up your organization. If any beef, what do you stand for? Are you an activist? What are your city plans for? Are you an accident? Are you just in the way? Your native tongue contradicting what your body language we say, are you a king? Are you joking? Are you a king? Are you posing? Are you a king? Are you smoking bull rocks to keep you open? Because a king don't cry, king don't die, king don't like king. If all king get by king, don't fall kingdom come king, when I come, king, you know why. King,
king, king. I am T'Challa.
Every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground stuff that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the stuff you did with Ruckus too, that's bad. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just the chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Stan.
But you gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clapped up my window. Oh, I can't see it all.
This limb, you still ain't called a rope. I hope you have a chance. I ain't bad. I just think it's messed up. You the man's advance. If you didn't want to talk to me outside your concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in a blistering cold for you for 4 hours and he just said no. That's pretty crummy, man. You're like his favorite idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though. I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write to you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. You used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your song. So when I have a crummy day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got help, so that helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline. The pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too.
But she's gone cold. I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clapped up my window and I can't see it all. And even if I could, it would all be great. Put your picture on my wall. It reminds me that it's not so bad, not so bad.
Dear Mr.
I'm too good to call or write my fans. This'll be the last package I ever send your ass. It's been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey, Slim, I drank a fifth of vodka. You hear me to drive? You know the song by Bill Collins in the air of the night about the guy who couldn't save that other guy from drowning, but then the Bill saw it all and at a show we found him. That's kind of how this is. You could have rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now. I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I loved you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you go to sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you and you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I just slit her throat. I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you. Cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. Then she'll die too. Well, gotta go. I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, shoot, I forgot. Am I supposed to send this tape out?
I meant to write you sooner, but I've just been busy. You said your girlfriend's pregnant now. How far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on a starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that intentionally just to diss you. But what's the stuff you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say this stuff just clowning, dog. Come on, I messed up is you. You got some issues, Stan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's this junk about us meant to be together? That type of crap will make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. Or maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspired you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you with a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy bit. I seen this one in the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk. And she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but it didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was Jew. Damn.
And we're back with Black on Black on Black. You're here with D Fantastic.
And DJ Queen.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you
killed
know that.
It.
Did
killed
you though?
It. Killed it. You know what? You're a hater.
Okay, you're a hater. Before we close out, I thought I'd bring up some really other fun, crazy things that are happening and that are pertinent to the Black community. Mattel, you know, the
Barbie?
No, the entertainment. Yeah, the Barbie company,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Mattel launches Uno Social Club at a Las Vegas casino.
We need to go.
Bro. Yeah. So it's like there's going to be. It's
so many Black people.
It's an Uno theme suite decked out with colorful decor. And it'll have private dealers and gaming tables, bro.
Boy, it's like, about to be on. It's about to be.
People are concerned that there will be violence.
Yeah, there will.
If not gunshots.
There's absolutely. All of that's going to happen. All of that's going to happen. Considering that Nevada's an open carry, yes. All of that's gonna happen.
Yeah. I'm like, man, shit's about to get hella real. Like, the tables better be fucking nailed down because they're gonna be flipped.
Damn, what do you think the buy-in is?
Not enough. Not enough for people to not get reckless.
Not enough.
But it's not enough. Speaking of Drake's bitch ass, in the same lane of just random, random black community.
Oh
things,
my god!
Drake apparently was saying during one of his shows recently that London rappers are the best lyricists. "Quote unquote, no disrespect to America, nigga, get your bitch ass out of here."
Huh?
That's crazy.
That London rappers,
London is a city. You just eliminated a whole country, America. That's crazy. That is insane.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some crazy,
absolutely
amazing,
yes.
And considering like that grime music is its own genre within itself.
Yeah.
That is like an incredible genre. This just sounds like hating.
It's just hating because America decided that Drake's fucking whack.
I would like for him to name me those artists,
please. And then also, can we have rebuttals? Because I mean,
I need artists, I need songs, and I need a breakdown of why their lyricism, like why are they like, well, what are you seeing? Yeah. I need Drake to break down to me what he thinks lyricism is. Like I'm not trusting it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like who is your top lyricist and why?
Because if he just says like, oh, they spit really fast,
doesn't mean anything.
No,
you know, because
no.
Then we could just talk about Twista.
Yep.
Come on now.
And ain't nobody doing it. Ain't nobody doing like Twista doing
man, where is that guy?
Probably just living his best life.
You know what? Good for him. His big old self. Speaking of, in the same, Drake's been just on these little things. Drake brings out Lauryn Hill.
What?
Yes, on his set at the Wireless Festival.
Damn, he got her to show up.
I know.
Showed up for yes. Drake.
Yes. Yes.
Do you know how late she was for the Essence Festival? Bro, do you know that she was like 2 hours late for the Essence Festival?
And she shows up for Drake?
That's crazy.
We need the Soulja Boy Drake button. Drake?
It's all right. Lauryn Hill just is also very much into hopetepness and all of that.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely. She had Zion and lost her fucking mind.
All right. You know what? It's fine. Whatever. I'm just impressed he got her to show up on time.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
110%. Like, that's, yeah. So, those are some of the fun little, like, black happenings. I'm still, that Uno table, bro.
Man.
That Uno table is going to be crazy. I'm going
to
go.
We need to get there on that.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? We should go to a Raiders game and just, like, go up there for a weekend and, like, get in on that.
Absolutely. I'm down. I haven't been to Vegas in a minute.
I haven't been in a while either.
Let's go. Let's go to a Raiders game. Let's get crazy.
I would like to go to a gun range, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton of them out there. Some people rent, like, the ATVs and go out into the desert and shoot.
I'm not doing that.
No?
ATVs are incredibly dangerous.
I've ridden them before, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
People can ride them and not die.
But they're
pretty dangerous, and I don't want to be on that.
I mean, it's all about your own driving. It's the people who get out there and do stupid stuff.
I don't want to be on that thing.
Oh, there's so much fun.
You can go by yourself.
No, it's supposed to be a group adventure.
Be with somebody who wants to do that. Why is it got to be me?
Fine, whatever. So, just want to give another shout out to the happenings. So, as a reminder, we have Jurassic Park, a musical parody, starting on July 17th and running through the 19th. That will be at Oasis. There's an Oasis open ball with Deshaun Wesley from Legendary, which is the reparations edition. That will be on July 18th, 9:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's also at Oasis. And then we have Family, Not a Group. It's a function at El Rio. That'll be on July 19th, 3 to 8 p.m. So it's a day party. $10 for pre-sales, $15 at the door, and $20 after 5:30 p.m. And then I also wanted to take some time to mention, because I forgot, that this weekend is also the Mosswood Meltdown, baby. The Mosswood Meltdown, hosted by none other than John Waters, baby.
Yes.
Let's get it.
Yep.
And so for those who don't know, the Mosswood Meltdown, it's like a staple in Oakland. It's a great, great, great festival. John Waters brings out a whole bunch of different performers. Most of them are pretty, I would say it's not any sort of like mainstream. You'll see a couple of names that you probably recognize, but otherwise it's really great. It's super queer. For those who are not familiar with John Waters' work, huge trans activist. activists. Usually you'll see a ton of drag queens running around, ton of drag performances. It's an awesome event.
I'm so envious. I definitely want to go next year.
I think it was either last year or the year before that Big Frida was there. Oh,
yeah.
Bro, my God. It's
that
great.
That must have been amazing.
Yeah, you can get your tickets now, and for a one-day pass, it's $135.
Yeah, so that's not happening.
Late-stage capitalism.
Okay.
So, yeah. Or you can wait until after the festival and order
and buy them then.
For the next year. And apparently those tickets are a lot cheaper. Yes. And you can get a two-day pass for lesser than what a one-day pass costs. So,
yeah.
Beat the system.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And then coming on next, we have... Wait, where's my thing? Where's my script?
Oh, my God, dude. It's always done.
Leave me alone. I'm doing my best. We have Hell Kitchen by John Hell. Whatever he's in the mood for, whether it's punk, funk, or junk, you're sure to get an earful of hell with John Hell. 20 plus years of non-commercial and pirate radio experience. A musical force to be reckoned with. He's about to bring it on. And also is doing a Mosswood Meltdown pre-show. So... I feel like I need a warning, but you're never going to give me a warning for it.
The air horn is going to air horn.
You're never going to give me a warning. So everyone, stick around. Definitely enjoy. And after John Hell at 10 p.m., it's actually Beyond All Limits. So for those of you who don't know, we have shows that run all day, baby. 24/7. Anytime you tune in, you are going to hear a Radio Valencia DJ. So stick around.
Yep. All right. We'll see y'all next week. Maybe, possibly.
Bye. Hey, doom, 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 boom, boom.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians. And I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
So they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs. Stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Brad and Mike spit one. Let me hit that blunt. Pimp C, 8 Ball, and MJG. Keep spitting that P to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ball and G, that's Memphis, baby. Short dog, that's open, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My nigga C got locked up, but these real hoes still know they got to fuck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Spit game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP, they came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Brain is glazed, you've been wide awake for the last 3 days, popping pills. It goes down for real, don't stop, just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. Need a country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle about my rich bitch. You got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hyped. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Yeah, yes.
Too short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
I haven't eaten all day. How am I going to do this?
Yeah, don't wait for her, man. Don't wait for her. I'll tell you what, man. Come with me now. And, you know, I'll get you some lunch. I'll hook you up with something. I got a little back, you know. No problem.
I hear you. That's cool.
All right. It's cool.
Man, can't you guys just wait here about a half hour, man?
Yo, I'll be back, man. I'm just going to munch up a little bit, man. I'm pretty hungry.
Yo, let him come back.
Here you will find food for your body as well as comfort for your
smell what's mine. I'd really like some soup.
Bread and butter.
Of course, my friend. What happened to your hand? I'm not...
All food at last.
How do you think?
Regular storage procedure. The same as the other food.
What other food?
Fish. Protein. Grass.
Go ahead. No way.
Well, the cop got it. The next morning, I went to the store to get some food.
Bread and butter.
They arrested
me. I'll save you.
Thank you.
Would you like a snack? Thanks for the drink. Operation Two Stakes are clear. All units are close casualty. Damage to estimates.
Enough. You talk of the people's rights. The people have only those rights which I choose to give them. And that's for their own good. Believe me.
I do too.
They disappoint me. They must work faster.
But the prisoner.
Ah, yes. The young traitor who is trying to turn my people against me. Watch him. I have special plans for that one.
Beef rap. Commit to getting tooth capped or even a leaf from armed dudes on some beef crap. I suggest a change of diet. It can lead to high blood pressure if you're fried, or even a stroke, heart attack, heart disease. It ain't no starting back once arteries start to squeeze. Take the easy way out, phony. Until then, they know they wouldn't be talking that baloney in the bullpen. So disgusting, pardon self as I discuss this. They talk a wealthy shit and ain't never seen the justice. Bust this like a cold milk from out the toilet. Two batteries, some Brillo, and some foil, he'll boil it. He'd be better.